Good afternoon. This is Commissioner Susan Weefall. The commission is meeting today for an informal hearing on case number PU06421. And we are going to be going over some river crossings that Keystone has filed information with us on. And with me today are my fellow commissioners, Commissioner Tony Clark and Commissioner Kevin Kramer. Kevin, as portfolio holder, do you have any welcoming comments?
No, just welcome. And I think besides the stream crossings, we're going to take one more look at the tree and shrub plan, which they have, from what I've looked at, I looked at rather quickly and did everything we asked them to in the last one. So. But anyway, those are the two items. Thank you.
Yes. And then Tony?
No, just good afternoon. Welcome.
Okay, and since we are making a tape of this because it is an informal hearing, and for the people who may be participating by internet, we'll ask Keystone to identify the people who will be participating in the hearing today. Go ahead, Todd.
Thank you, Commissioner. My name is Todd Crandall with the Kelch Law Firm representing TransCanada Keystone Pipeline. I do believe we also have online from his Kansas City office for Keystone. Mr. Gray, with him, I believe we have Mr. Craycroft, who you know, Stephen Craycroft, and also Stephen Scaropat, and I know that he has met with staff about this issue. Buster, can you hear us okay, and can you confirm that those three, yourself and those two individuals, are also present?
Todd, yes, we can hear you fine, and Steve Craycroft and Stephen Scaropat are present with me.
Thank you.
So if we ask for Stephen, we're going to get two people responding. This will be good. All right. Then we have two staff members who are participating, and those folks are Bill Binnick, our counsel, and Pat Fawn, one of our staff analysts. And so if Keystone, I think what the commission materials are that we have before us, I believe today, are the originals of the crossings, which you have already gone over with us briefly at a previous hearing. And then we have eight new revised crossings. And as Commissioner Kramer stated, we also have the tree and shrub sampling methodology for native growth areas. So let's start with the eight proposed new crossings.
Thank you, Commissioner. I just counted my number, and
nine.
Buster, my
nine.
Nine, okay.
It is. It's nine. Okay. I numbered mine earlier, too.
Very good. And just wanted to make sure we're working off of the same map so that Buster and his group there can converse with us. But, Commissioners, if you don't, I do have extra copies of those available. I know we did file them, and so I guess what we're looking at would be those revised drawings. And those are basically only different because, as I understand it, we added the percentage of slope and a couple of other, I guess, details on that. So if the commission would permit, Mr. Buster, if you're prepared, we have those maps in front of everybody. And
you need a copy of those maps.
I don't know. I'm sure they're in here somewhere, but I just want to make sure it's I've got about 35 maps. I don't know.
Now we have the ones that were most recently submitted, Buster, in front of us with the percentage slope.
Very good. And commissioners, for ease of reference by telephone, I think as we address these, there's a drawing number in the right-hand corner, and the last three digits, I think if I simply refer to those last three digits, and maybe as we move forward, I'll state the drawing number and at least get confirmation that everybody's ready before I proceed to the next drawing.
Yes, or I don't know exactly where the drawing number is that you're referring to, or you could. Oh, I see. It's like on the first one, 1801-03-ML-03050.
That's correct.
That's correct, Commissioner, and I would simply refer to the 050.
050, and that's in the lower right-hand corner, right, of
that's
each
correct.
Map. Okay?
All right. And just a brief background to it is, I believe the original submittal was 22 crossings, and of those 22, these nine that were specifically pulled out for some additional information and discussion. So the nine that I will walk through is certainly the ones I believe you have in your hands. So if you would refer to drawing 050, I would direct your attention into the, kind of the middle area of the drawing in the profile, and you can see some percentages starting from the left-hand side, 10%, 12%, 22%, 13%, and 12%. From the discussions with Pat, concerns that were raised by a particular department about the reclamation of particular slopes of 12% was a number that was raised as concern, and we have on all of these prints, to the best of our ability, denoted these slopes, as you can see them. And at the point that you see the arrow on a percentage pointing to is where there's basically a substantive change in the slope. I would also caution that from drawing to drawing, the scales are different. So even though something might appear to be a certain percentage on one drawing, because of the scales, it may look different to the eye on a separate, on another drawing. But proceeding with drawing 050, if you look at the right-hand side of the drawing, we pull the additional workspace back to the 12% or less than 12% slope area, and eliminated the workspace in the treed area. I would draw to your attention on this particular print, due to the excavation requirements, we did expand the construction right away through the stream to 110 feet. And I guess as such, the additional workspace that we're asking for is highlighted in orange, or is encircled in orange on the plan view.
I have a question about that. This is Commissioner Weifold. If you go back to, I just want to have you take a look at, for example, what I would call drawing 055, which is the second from the last one, of the new ones, 055.
I have that.
All right. Now, I noticed on that drawing, and I'm looking at the southeast or southwest part of the river, at least on our drawing, I'm looking at the right-hand side of the unnamed stream. Okay?
Fair.
Now, I'm noticing there that you only needed 35 and 25, which is 60, 85, 90 feet of workspace.
Acknowledged.
Yes. And so my question is, what is the difference between what you're doing on 8, where you need 90 feet of crossing, and when you get over here to Pembina County, where you have steeper slopes, et cetera, why do you need 35, 25, which is 60, 85, 85, is it 110 then?
That is correct, Commissioner.
Right.
Todd Crandall, did you bring the photographs I asked you to bring to the hearing?
Yes, I have those, Buster.
It might be helpful. I actually showed these photographs to Pat Fond at the previous meeting when I was there. I apologize for these photographs relative to the bulk of them are actually in Europe or in Russia or in Canada, but it's all I could find from my work. But, Commissioner, one of the things I don't think I communicated extremely well at the first meeting is indeed just the excavation of the width of the stream, as well as our need to be able to walk in with the equipment and the pipe as such. I mean, it's just extremely, extremely crowded, I guess, or close in it. And in this particular instance, and I don't know if I need to stop and let you take a quick look at the photographs that I provided.
Yes, but I can see that you need have said you need extra workspace, but now I'm looking back at the original picture of O5. Let's see, which one was it?
055.
050.
You're wondering why they need so much more space for 050 than 055. Is that what you're asking?
Right, and yeah. Because when I go back to the original that we asked you to revise, mm-hmm. there you were piling a whole bunch of spoil and everything on that space. And so I don't know. I mean, would you have had additional workspace then?
Commissioner, I apologize, but I'm a little bit confused, too.
Buster, I think I'm looking at the photographs, and I'm understanding, I believe, what Commissioner Weefald is asking. If you look at the original 22, and if you look at the first one before you revised it, so if you look at 050,
understood.
You have a smaller workspace, but yet the spoil area is closer to the stream within the 12% slope. And then with your revised map, you have a larger workspace right away, and you move your slopes or your spoil outside of that 12% slope, at least on the right-hand side. Why is there an offset there? Is there a difference as to why you need more a space for the right-of-way, which is the 110, where you didn't need it on the original map that was submitted? I think that's what Commissioner Weefald is trying to get at, Buster, if
My
you could
question.
Explain.
Commissioner, just a second, and it is that indeed, if you're comparing those two drawings, is on the original submittal, when I had the workspace up close to the streams, the ability for all this equipment and the hauling the pipe in and digging the large ditch, this workspace is close enough that I can manage that. But as I move the workspace back away from the stream on the right-hand side of the drawing, limiting to me to 85 feet, if you look at the profile view and the large amount of material that has to be excavated that's depicted in the profile where the red and blue line are, it was our belief that we needed additional workspace to facilitate, one, the safe operation of workers coming in. It is not just a spoil storage problem. It is the physical ability for the space to walk this pipe in, as you see in those photographs that are there.
Well, then I was wondering, though, why on 055 you don't need that space?
Is Commissioner, to where I would describe in it, and I asked Mr. Scorpath, that's here with me today, and it that very same question that you're asking me, and the intention was that we were going to ask for 110 feet there, and we didn't get it put on the print.
Oh, so I would just assume you had 90.
I understand to it, and Commissioner, we're going to take what you grant us. Mine is that, you know, when we go to construction, though, if we physically cannot perform the work or cannot perform it what we believe safely, then we would simply come back to you again and request permission at a later date.
Buster, this is Kevin. One of the things that strikes me as I look at the difference between 050 and 055, and help me understand this, but there looks to me to be considerably more excavation in 050, just by virtue of kind of the steepness, and evidently there's just a lot more distance between the top and the bottom.
And I would concur, but
does that have any?
Kevin, and I would say that has some bearing to it, but indeed, when we decided to push these back, the intent was to try and get additional workspace in case we run into the very large excavations. One of our issues is once we start excavating or to install the pipe, I mean, it's just not easy to stop and ask for further permission in it. And I guess maybe we're trying to convince from our experience, just that that we just can't work to that fine tune of tolerances.
And then the other question I have before we move on is, at a previous hearing, you see on the left side?
Which drawing?
I'm on 050.
All right.
We had talked about that you would be, let's say, on that additional temporary workspace, which is on the left side of 050, where it's Mark Spoil.
Yes, Commissioner, I know exactly what you're fixing to point out, that we would cut that workspace off where that bend and before that bend in the stream, I believe is where you were going.
Well, actually, I was going to ask about the setbacks from the stream for those additional temporary workspaces.
And as I remember, we had talked about a 25-foot one.
But that hasn't changed at all between the pictures that you had done originally and the pictures on these.
Commissioner, I would concur that there has not been, but I did commit to doing that.
It looks like it's about 12 feet compared to when you show what a 25-foot width is on your work area, so I'm still concerned about that.
Very well. But that is certainly something that at our prior meeting, I agree, and maybe I just did not get it communicated back here to our office.
And you were going to say something about the curve?
Right. I thought we also... If you are looking in the planned view of 050, mm-hmm. how the stream comes down and makes kind of a bend as it comes off the bottom of the photograph.
Yes.
Where we have, I'm going to use the word, kind of a peninsula of workspace.
Yes.
It's my remembrance that we were going to essentially chop that off square. Yeah. Rather than have the peninsula extend up in there.
It doesn't show that on the new one either.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. I agree. But I thought that was also something we agreed to.
So, Buster, on behalf of the company, are we prepared to suggest that even though these only show a 10-foot setback from the stream, we would agree to a 25-foot setback,
yeah.
Despite the 12 percentage slope issue as a secondary issue as well?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's just a failure of me to communicate back to my staff. Commissioners, I apologize.
So if the commission was to condition whatever order they submitted that it would be a 25-foot setback from all streams, not just the 050 photo, all of them, despite us not showing that on these revised ones, you're understanding that, and Keystone would follow that. Is that right?
Todd, I believe that's the case. Steve Craycroft's wanting to say something to me. If you could bear with me a second.
See that ravine down there on the bottom?
Right. What? Todd, we could concur with that on these drawings.
These nine.
And so what you're saying is on these 22 and the 9 as revised, so all of the stream crossings, Buster, I guess I want to make sure so that when the commission does prepare the order, if we have problems with any of them, we should talk about it now if 25 feet is a problem.
No, I believe I made that commitment at the prior meeting.
Okay.
So yes, we would concur with that. That's super slow.
Any other questions on this first one? Buster, anything else you want to present on 050?
No, not that I know of in it, Todd.
Okay, so there's a couple of adjustments you would even suggest to the drawing that we have. The peninsula on the left-hand side would be chopped off where the additional temporary workspace is for that red-colored area, plus it would be set back 25 feet from that stream on that left-hand side.
That's correct.
That.
Will the company file revised drawings?
And we will be able to prepare those revised drawings following this hearing so we could get them to the commission before Friday. Is that right?
That's correct. Stephen's acknowledging to me that we ought to be able to have them back to you this evening in FedEx, or can Todd print these in his office?
If you can send them to me electronically, I can print them and also file electronically, Buster.
Very good.
Yes, we will.
Just help me understand then on the first one. That's why I'm spending a lot of time on this first one, so I can understand the concepts as we go through the others. So on 050, on the left side of the stream, you'll see there's additional workspace that's marked in that wasn't there previously. Even though you have the spoil, you've added additional workspace on the left side of the stream, another 25 feet. So why is that? Because you have workspace on the with the spoil pile and such that's very close to your area.
Commissioner, I'm confused. I'm sorry. And it is the works. Please describe workspace again.
All right. And I'm looking at the original.
All right.
Of 050. And I'm seeing you have your proposed pipeline center line, and on the left side of the crossing, you have I can show Todd, then he can help me describe it, okay? Because he has the pictures.
She's talking about
I'm
that.
Looking in this area here. All right, you see, look at here. See, there's just this workspace.
Mm-hmm.
It goes up to here, and then it stops all
it?
Along here. And you have this.
Right.
Why did this change, and why was there additional workspace then put in over here?
Buster, what the commissioner is asking is if you compare the two again, the 050 prior with the 050 percentage maps were filed, on the top of the map, there's the red blocked-in area where you're expanding to the 110 feet. Why do you bring it across to the left-hand side of the stream? Because we still have the spoil area in a fairly identical location, except for the 25-foot setback and chopping off the peninsula. Is there a reason for that? Just above where it says proposed pipeline and below unnamed creek off to the left, this is kind of a new additional space for the 110.
Right, and when I was there with Pat and showed him the photographs I've given you is to facilitate the need for potentially a large excavation for the equipment to walk in and tote the pipe in and be able to place it. That 85 feet is extremely narrow for a stream that has this substantial excavation in it.
Okay, and the difference I see what the commissioner is suggesting is on the prior map we didn't do that. Is that necessitated because you moved the right spoil area out to the above the 12% slope area?
It is. When I say it is partially or mainly because of that, because when the workspace was up as close as it is on the original drawing, it gave me extra space to deal with installing the pipe. But when I move it back, I don't have any extra space for installing the pipe.
Well, you do on the, but on the left side of that drawing, you do. You still have all that additional temporary workspace. It's on the lower left-hand side.
And, Commissioner, if I could draw your attention to, you see the center line of the proposed pipeline?
Yep.
If you go maybe 1 inch to the right, you see the stream.
Yes.
The large excavation for placing the pipe will occur at the stream. And that workspace that is in the left-hand kind of bottom side is too far back to help me with the excavation that occurs where the pipeline will be placed. The new workspace shown towards the top of the drawing will facilitate that, but the old workspace being that far back does not. In the In the previous one where the workspace was on the right-hand side, I had more room to deal with stuff because that workspace was up close to the stream.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Pat has a question for you, Buster.
Buster, which of the two, in which of the two drawings will fewer trees be removed?
Pat, that's a loaded question. My personal belief is the new drawing will have fewer trees removed.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, Buster, the preference here then is if we were to save more trees, it would give you a little extra width of the 110, but move that spoil area out past the 12%.
That's
correct. You're suggesting. And then still chopping off the peninsula and moving 25 feet back on that workspace from the stream.
That's correct.
I think we covered 050, unless the commissioners or staff have anything. Buster, could we move to the next one then, which I think would be 054?
And that's correct. And I guess so we don't have to repeat it, the 25-foot setback thing we would have addressed all. And on 054, we essentially moved the workspace on and Stephen, you have to help me with this one. This one had a route change as well, didn't it? It didn't. I'm sorry, I'm at the wrong file.
That one's coming up.
That's coming up. Here it is. Is that we used the 12% delineation and moved the spoil pile back. Here we didn't go for the additional to 110 feet because all of this material that appears to be a levee or a dike, we could easily move it into the workspace behind the levee or dike. For what it's not excavated material coming out of the stream.
So, Buster, the biggest change with this revised map is the left-hand side. You move the spoil area back to the 12% location, and then a further modification of the 25-foot setback on the right-hand spoil side would be necessary.
That's correct.
And okay, you're not asking for any more 110-foot or wider?
No.
Okay, I think we're turning the page, Buster, the way it looks. So if you want to go to drawing 059, we can compare that and talk about...
This looks like a reroute.
This is, Commissioner, and this would be relative to the pending reroute, Todd, that I believe I called the Johansson reroute. And actually, Commissioners, on this, by moving the location to... For Mr. Johansson to agree to a voluntary easement, we actually get into a stretch of the stream that the trees are not an issue.
Right, I see that.
But this is represented by that pending reroute relative to Johansson that was approved.
So 059 is already consistent with the pending reroute approved last Friday by this commission, Buster?
That's correct.
And this is a 90-foot crossing?
That is correct.
Thank you.
I think we can turn the way it looks, Buster, to the next one, 051.
Essentially stayed the same other than we would need to honor the 25-foot setback that we have previously discussed. The reason for the 110 feet in here is that if this is approximately 220 or 50 feet from the work between the additional workspace areas, that the stream areas that you can see in it is some probably, I guess, scaling something in the neighborhood of 30 to 50 feet wide. We are anticipating this to be a quite substantial excavation, as well as with being wide and our ability to bring the pipe in. So that is why this one is expanded to the 110 feet.
That's a pretty substantial grade going down there, too, that 12% going down to that creek.
And typically with that is we have to grade down to get down to the excavation to put the pipe beneath the creek. It just makes very, very large excavations, and we have to be able to walk our equipment with the pipe alongside the excavation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Buster, we're turning the page to the next one, I think, here. So we're on 052.
And on this one, we essentially pull the workspace back to the 12% slope on the right-hand side, and the left-hand side essentially is pretty consistent with where the 12% slope is. Again, the 25-foot setback on that particular side. This particular creek, as you can notice from the profile, I mean, it's almost like a dry wash. We do not believe this one is going to be a substantive excavation relative to that it doesn't have water or flowing water in it. And do believe we can manage it inside the 85 feet.
But you are adding a lot. Let's see. It looks to me like, how much workspace do you have? That 25 feet of extra workspace, is that needed there then on the... In addition to the spoil pile area, like all those on the far
Commissioner,
on the far right.
I'm of the opinion that, you know, in looking at this now, and I'm looking at it with Stephen, but the orange encircle workspace that is to the right of the thing called spoil.
Yes.
I believe we could eliminate that.
All right, I think that would be helpful.
Very well, and we would essentially chop it off at the tree line.
Mm-hmm.
If you can picture.
Yes,
that.
I can.
Okay.
I have a question on that.
Yes.
Buster, on that, we're looking at 052, correct?
Yeah.
On the left side of the stream, you know, the grades that we're seeing are the grades at the pipeline center line?
That is correct.
And so the greater than 12% grade is how far back from that stream? Let's see.
I would say it's about 80 or 90 feet.
Okay. Now, when you look at the spoil pile, that's like within 25 feet of the stream. We don't know what the grade is there, do we?
Pat, I would suggest to you that certainly I would concur that we don't know exactly what it is, but I guess in general from being up here, I don't think it will be dramatically different than the stream, than the center line of the profile, but we don't do cross sections per se in our particular industry to it.
Right, so I'm wondering if we should be 75 feet back where that spoil pile is.
Please say that again to me, Pat.
Well, if the greater than 12% grade...
Oh, I'm following what you're saying. If it followed the stream.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm with you. Pat, I think that's a reasonable extrapolation, actually, in it. And Steve, do you see what I'm talking about, Steve? And I'd see it because...
Well, if you put the work space on the other side...
Steve's making a suggestion that I move the workspace from the bottom of the drawing to the top of the drawing, and in essence, the trees are not as dense there either. Doesn't appear to be.
No, they don't. That's a good one.
I believe that's a reasonable request. I think we could do that.
And then you're farther away from the stream. That looks good. Mm-hmm.
Right. So we would fix this to keep our 25-foot setback, but we would move the workspace to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's a valid point.
But, Buster, you're saying it won't just bump straight above where it is. You're saying it would actually be more to the right or center of this picture then because you have your 25-foot setback?
That is correct.
Well, then you still have the same problem, though.
What Pat is suggesting is that what your center line shows is the percentage slopes. And if the slope changes as you move north or south, let's see, it'd be east or west on that stream, then we're kind of mixing apples and oranges with trying to define our setback areas because we don't really know that the slope stays constant or it's still 75 feet before it changes from the 12% slope.
I describe what's there is that, without more survey data, I couldn't tell you, I guess. And my only thoughts when I was moving it to the top of the page was that as you get closer to the stream, there's less trees. And I guess from a reclamation perspective, we don't believe the 12% is really an issue for us to reclaim. So I guess for the net impact, I was thinking pulling it up to 25 feet would potentially cause less removal of trees than keeping it 75 feet back.
I guess I'm thinking you'd want to, if you were move that spoil space straight north.
It's east.
If you move it up on the other side of the right-of-way, straight up, you'll be closer to 75 feet back from the stream, which takes care of the greater than 12% grade.
Then I would say it is Pat, I guess where I'm sitting, I just agree with that then, and let's get it done. So in essence, we're picking it up and moving it virtually straight up the page.
Right.
That's what we're suggesting, or the commission is suggesting, Buster.
And although I would ask if I take the 75-foot setback that I be allowed to pull it up to wherever the 75 feet is.
So if it actually moves a little bit to the right because you're 75 feet back at least from the stream, is that what you're saying, Buster?
That's correct.
Okay, and I see a couple of commissioners nodding here.
Yeah.
If you could go ahead and draw that out.
That's fine. I just for my own curiosity, Buster, because we're making a decision based on what we're looking at on paper, and I'm not an engineer, but we have no idea what. I mean, that's far enough away from what you've proposed here that it could be a very different landscape. I mean, what if there are a lot of little, intermittent finger creeks and things that just run right to that creek? And maybe I'm paranoid, but. I hate for us to make a hasty decision based on looking at a drawing on paper when I haven't been to the site itself. And if there's somebody who has been there, they seem to me to be better positioned, to make that decision.
Commissioner, all I can tell you with these is we have U.S. topographic maps here in our office. And if there were, say, fingers to the stream, we would see them on the topographic map.
All right. Well, I just pointed out as a point,
I'm relatively comfortable at this location changing it from one side to the other than potential slope.
Yep.
That there's very little impact to the other.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
All right, Buster. So we'll get that drawing revised, too. Let's move on to the next one, 053.
All right.
This one should be easy. You just move it right out.
Yeah. It looks like the left-hand side, Buster, moves significantly out to the 12% slope. And did you add 25 feet for the 110?
That is correct.
And then the only thing not shown on here on the right-hand side would be the setback that you agreed to, the 25 feet minimum instead of the 10.
That's correct. And with the excavation here, I kept some workspace up on the bottom left-hand corner just because I'm concerned of the size of the excavation.
Okay, so the bottom middle of this picture, there's like a 78-foot by 25-foot square area or rectangle?
That's correct.
Okay, so that's different than you've asked to retain.
That is correct.
And the reason, again, can you help explain why you feel 110 is necessary and that extra 25 by 78?
Just because of the stream that you see in the plan view. That's probably some 30 or 40 feet across, and according to the excavation, we anticipate that an excavation there could get extremely large. We did move one of them on the top quadrant back and out, but we were just concerned that we couldn't get rid of all of it.
And so you actually have 135 feet of workspace on the other side. Is that right?
That is correct, Commissioner.
So you're actually destroying more trees with this method than the one you had before.
I was just glancing at that as well. I'm not so sure that I believe you are correct in it.
Because before you didn't need that 25 feet to go through the whole tree grove. You told us before you only needed 80 feet of workspace.
And in getting rid of the workspace in the north, or in the top left-hand quadrant, we came back and we're essentially putting the same thing back, but longer now that I see it. That would be correct, isn't it? Commissioner, we can go to try and put it in at this, and it is just, I hope you appreciate that when we start construction, to stop and to stop for us and come back and ask permission again. It's just that this crew's expensive and we have to move it out to somewhere else and then we come back. The environmental impact of this location is if it takes us days or weeks to come back, I guess where we are is just that one of the most important things we can do for environmental mitigation is get in and get out.
I know, but in the meantime, you're taking out all these trees. Mm. That'll take 100 years to grow in North Dakota.
And Commissioner, the only thing that I'm saying is that even though we ask for workspace, we don't necessarily use it unless we absolutely have to.
Yeah, but you're going to be taking down all these trees before you get there to even know.
Relative to the excavation aspect of it. No, I understand. To it, mine is, Commissioners, I understand where we are in it, but mine is, when you look at the pictures and things that we see there, it's just awful small. I mean, 85 feet isn't a whole lot of room with the type of equipment we use. Could I ask to go back to the original drawing with 85 feet in the four quadrants?
Well, that's what occurs to me, Buster, is that you're accommodating one set of circumstances for another. I mean, it's
if you're going to, you've got 25 feet on in both drawings. You've actually taken out more trees, though, in order to be able to be on a 10% slope. That's a pretty good size slope. I came down 6 to 7% slopes coming down, and that's where they in Montana on one of their highest grades these days are 6 or 7% slopes going down roads. That's where they have the run ramps for the trucks that are out of control. And so this is a 10% slope here, you know, that you're dealing with, so it's not just an insignificant hillside.
Buster, is there some adjustments you can make to the original map? Because I think, as the commission has noted, and you've probably looked at, the size is probably more with the subsequent map that you're asking for than the original map. And so if there's some further tweaking or options that you could discuss with the commission to help accommodate, or, you know, I don't know, other than, of course, you don't have the 25-foot setback along the stream on either of the four quadrants. That would be fit in there. Is there anything else that trying to accommodate the concerns?
Todd, mine in it is that, I mean, I'm looking at paper. I can agree to do most things on paper. It's just, am I putting people in the field in the position that they are so confined to doing something that they can't do it using the mitigations methods we use for environment? Can they do it safely? Am I compromising? Because I'm telling you, on pipeline projects everywhere else, we get this workspace. So I'm concerned all I'm doing is putting my construction people in a very difficult situation to comply. But with all that said, is that I don't know if I change the other drawing to where it's 100 feet instead of 125 feet.
Well, the first drawing you submitted had it has a lot less impact than the second one you submitted. So, I mean, we were trying to have less impact, and instead we get more impact.
So, Commissioner Weefall, could I revert back to the original drawing?
And Buster, I guess for the commission's benefit, and you may not have recognized this, but this is a landowner that you met with and talked with previously, and so they're quite familiar with the route. You've walked this. This is the one with the beaver dam a little bit further to the west or east, excuse me. Remember that landowner?
And that is why this stream is so big, and it's the beaver dam that's downstream.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
But Mr. Sunvor is not willing to allow us to remove the beaver dam to get rid of the stream.
Well,
but Mr. Mm-hmm. But the landowner knows this is the route and this is the area, and so it's not a surprise as to, you know, this is the easement that we've obtained and this is what we're working with.
And I'm looking at Steve, and I'm assuming the land sketches and the right of way we acquired from Mr. Sunvor are represented by this original drawing. So we have acquired the workspace that you see on the original drawing. Now, that was acquired almost a year ago.
Well, in this particular one, it looks like the original drawing has less impact than the new drawing by far.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner, I agree.
But and then we would want to have that back from the stream, all of those workspaces moved back from the stream.
And that's a given. That's correct, Ms. Buster. Right.
I'm just appealing that I guess I'm just appealing from my guy that went down there and looked at this with Mr. Sunvor that I do not believe we can build this in 85 feet. I just do not.
What you have. You don't have it in 85 feet. You've got now. You've got in the first one. You have 130 feet.
Commissioner Weefall, I guess just to be clear,
the first one, 90.
On the original drawing, with the four quadrants, I'm only restricted to 85 feet for a very narrow width, 30 or 40 feet. But if I have to move the two workspaces on the left-hand side all the way back out into that field, I only got 85 feet for 300 feet.
You know, and I'm comfortable with either drawing, to be honest. I mean, this, as a general rule, we like to protect trees.
Right.
On the other hand, where we really want to protect trees is things like canoeable waterways and scenic byways and things like this. I mean, the very virtue of the fact that you've got a beaver dam currently plugging up this thing, it doesn't sound like it's a navigable river or anything like that, or used for a great deal of recreation. I mean, one is okay with me.
Well, and the thing that I'm trying to sort out is, maybe my previous statement wasn't that clear, but we're on the one hand, we're asking you to move up further out, which is has some ramification, and the ramification is, you might need wider workspace. I mean, I guess I'm trying to sense. I don't want us to be unreasonable, and I'm not saying that we're being unreasonable. But I'm just trying to sort in my own mind. If we're gonna mitigate one issue with another problem, then we haven't mitigated much.
That's true.
And so, I think Buster, that's what you're saying, isn't it? What Commissioner Kramer just summarized, that if we move back beyond the 12%. In this circumstance, your concern over safety and the workers and the mobility of your equipment, you almost end up doing like Commissioner Weifold said, making more of a dig or taking more trees and more of a scar.
I would concur with that.
What if commissioners would go back to the original drawing and then we went with the 25-foot setback? Would there be any other adjustments that you need if you took your original drawing before the supplemental drawing and we worked off of that with the 25-foot setback by the stream? So you do have your four quadrants right there by the stream, setback 25 feet on both sides. Would that be something that still would be something the commission would be asked to consider? Because then you do have those additional temporary workspace with the spoils, even though there's some narrower areas out beyond that.
Todd, I would certainly accept what you've described as the best, as a compromise to it, I guess, to what I think I can do.
Okay.
That's reasonable to me.
All right, Buster, I guess moving on to the next map, I think we're on 54054.
Yeah. And on this particular drawing, the 12%, we adjusted the workspace back beyond 12% on the right hand side. Mm-hmm. And on both of them, the top and the bottom, as far as the 12% is concerned, they line up with it.
That's good.
Well,
that's all that was there.
Okay.
Buster?
Yeah.
Is this one of those situations again where the 12%, the change from 12% to something less, is probably 75 feet back from the stream, and the spoil pile on the bottom right is closer than that?
Pat, I could concur that there is some following of the stream that's there, but yeah, with the contour lines we would just have to see, but if we need to stagger that back a little bit, we certainly can.
Can you commit to staggering it back to where you have less than 12% slope?
Well, I think my problem is I don't have a measurement over there of slope. If it was similarly, I would guess it's probably 50 feet back from the stream at the center line. That would be, I guess, looking at the current center line. So if we wanted to set it back 50 feet, we could do that.
Well, I'm looking at the profile, and from the center line of the stream, it's more than 55 feet to where the 12% reduces.
From the, oh, okay. I'm looking from the edge of the stream in the plan view. And that's where I came up with, say, 50 feet. That's where I was coming up with it. Did you see the light blue line in the plan view?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the edge of the stream. I'm saying if I made that equal distance to the workspace on the bottom workspace, then I would be achieving the same thing.
So he's saying about an inch, 50 feet, whatever the
distance is. That's correct. About an inch would be my guess.
Set this one back.
Yep, set that one back about an inch.
Yeah.
So the bottom right quadrant, is that what
yes.
we're talking about,
yeah.
moving back further to the
yes.
right?
Yes.
Okay.
About an inch. We'll
mm-hmm.
use that.
Okay.
All right.
Buster, the next map then we're looking at is 055. I think Commissioner talked about this one originally. Is there anything, I guess we should go over it again?
Right, and we did move the workspace back out of the treed area on the bottom that you see here in it, the orange on the original back. And then, but we did keep up to the 12%. We did keep a smaller section. We did reduce it in size, but we did keep it adjacent to the stream on the left because it was within the 12% or outside of the 12% at that location.
And the only further adjustment, again, like all of these, is the 25-foot setback for that new that spoil area that left on the left bottom quadrant?
That's correct.
Okay. Looks like we're turning the page, Buster, to 057.
Uh-huh. And on this one, we pull back the workspaces on the right-hand side to the 12% slope as shown in the bottom view. And I believe on the right-hand side, there were no adjustments made.
But then you have the extra workspace that's needed immediately adjacent into the woods area. Why is that?
On which side, Commissioner?
On the right.
On the right side is that we pull it back to get outside the 12% slope. We used to have it coming up to the stream, and we reduced
right.
it back to there.
Yeah, because it was a 33% slope.
Correct.
Which
right,
is,
but where it breaks over to the 12% now, is it becomes flatter there in it. I guess I'm asking to Stephen here in it is, we put this here because the slope's less than 12% after
that's
it
right.
breaks over there. And it, but again, in the spirit of trying to keep our workspace as close to our work area as possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Buster, again on that top right hand workspace area. If we
yeah.
go with the theory about the slope, the contour line following the stream, it looks like that maybe that top left-hand one would have to be moved to the right.
I certainly see what you're describing, and I can get Stephen to adjust it accordingly there. We know what we're talking about relative to its relativeness to the center line.
Buster, you're able to look at the contour lines to make that adjustment possibly then?
Well, the yellow contour lines that are there is we just, you know, again, they've taken off the maps, but how that is relative to the 12% slope it's hard for us to decide. We'll just scoot it back.
Okay.
Could be that's why they don't start the farm fields because of
it may be. Yeah.
That's right. I mean, that's generally why woodsy areas were left, because they're on a steep slope.
We would see it, but that would be my thoughts, to scoot it back. It's relative to the center line.
Yeah, but can we find them?
That's right.
Yeah, for sure.
Buster, you pull this off and make all those landowners happy, they're going to name one of those unnamed streams after you up there in Walsh County.
Tony, I think they're going to name something after me, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure it's that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Commissioner, are we going to the...
Yes. Now we're going to just look at the tree and shrub sampling methodology to see if my fellow commissioners or staff have any further questions on that.
No, it looked like it.
If they did what we asked, looked like to me. Is it that?
Because
yes, it
changed from wood to will and et cetera.
And the and was added also.
Yep.
Or and approval.
Okay, so this would be on the same approval meeting as the others once we get these changes in. Yep. So we have a meeting scheduled for Friday, a special meeting, okay?
Okay?
So we'll see how we do.
I think we have a draft order submitted for staff to work off of, if there's anything else we can provide.
That would maybe have to change a little bit now.
I think there's some adjustments, and we will get new maps. So, Buster, if you and Steven can get me those maps as soon as possible to file with these changes that we talked about, that would expedite things.
Stephen will get them to you tonight.
Okay.
Okay. And then I guess hopefully we can get all that in order, and it sounds like the commission might even be able to entertain this on Friday at their special meeting. I know that I did talk to staff, commissioners, if it's okay, I can deviate a little bit. I did talk to staff briefly before we started. We have another motion we're going to be submitting shortly on a further route refinement on mm-hmm. two individual, I guess not two, but there's multiple, but it takes out two more parcels based upon...
Is this the mile-long one that you were talking about last week or a different one?
Buster, this is the one that extends that I think we briefly touched on last week, wasn't it? One of those.
That is one of those, but actually we'll be filing a second one that we did not identify to the commission last week that hopefully will... eliminate us down from four landowners to three that we're still working with.
Now, there is some urgency on these, Buster. Is that correct, that these are coming about fairly rapidly in the progress of the construction?
Commissioners, this one particular settlement, I actually became aware of it only this morning, that over the Memorial Day weekend, a new landowner has agreed to a reboot, and I actually did not anticipate an answer this quickly, and if we could try and move this in the process as expediently as possible, it would keep me from having to move some crews around it. But again, if it cannot be dealt with, at least the positive news is that we did get it acquired.
I guess our time schedule, Commission, is we should be able to have something filed, if not this afternoon, first thing in the morning. We will serve all the agencies as we have in the past. Again, we're within your corridor. We're a slight, I guess, the route refinement just slightly moves it adjacent. This does involve a new landowner, which we'll have a voluntary acquisition of. So it takes out landowners that we haven't and are part of other proceedings that we can dispose of and satisfy the route along there. It's no different than, I think, the five pending reroutes you approved on Friday, mm-hmm. where we're working with the landowners and coming up with, if not the current landowners, adjacent landowners to satisfy the route, to connect the route. So I guess we'll try to file that. We'll get the notices out.
Yeah, curiosity, which landowners does it take out?
Buster, am I correct in saying that one of the two will remove the Novak and Sticka landowners?
That is correct.
And then the other one?
Would potentially remove Cap.
The Cap and Walsh. And mm-hmm. so that would take care of the entire Walsh County
right.
for the most
it's
part.
It's my belief that would take care of Walsh County.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're very optimistic that we can get this accomplished if the commission sees fit. But we'll file that, and we'll show the urgency as best we can in our filings.
We got an email today from one of the landowners, and it was Cap, and she said that on the original route, they've already removed all the topsoil along her in her property.
I don't think that's possible because we don't have any.
What?
Yeah.
Cap.
One from Klein and one from Cap.
How could that be when you don't have an easement yet? I don't quite understand. Or does she mean along the original route, not on her land?
Well, I don't believe we have crews on any of the land. We don't have easements on, Buster.
No, that's correct. Now, if there is an assertion that we're clearing on the route adjacent to properties we haven't acquired, that could be true in it. But on somebody's property, we don't have a right to be on. We're not on their property. I guess, Commissioner, I would ask for a clarification there. But
I'll just show you. I'll show Todd the letter we received, and if then he can check on that.
I'd appreciate that because I know they have attorneys, and we've been in contact with their attorneys if there's any issues, and I haven't received anything yet.
Now on Ramona Klein, is we started clearing south of the land that is not acquired. I would agree we've done that, but that doesn't preclude us from doing the reroute with them. We've just started where we planned to start.
Okay.
And I guess on an update, there's more progress on other ones that are coming together, too. So hopefully we can wrap this up.
I'm in hopes after tomorrow to have kind of proposals in front of the remaining unacquired landowners, all of them.
Thank you. Is there anything further, or we'll close this informal hearing?
Thanks.
Thank you.
Closing the informal hearing now. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Commissioners. So if I set some deadlines for comments, guys, on those last two, what do you propose for...